You people are beautiful. Upper deck, hand for yourself. Come on. I had to do that because I'm going to scare the shit out of you. You might not like me after that. Well, anyway. Hi, sis. Anyways, I've been ghost hunting, chasing dead people all my life. You know what I mean? Even since a little kid. Well, I'm Polish, and I learned a couple words in Polish. But that my mom, you know, I used to have these seances. And it was like the little rascals, you remember? Nee, 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 nee. But this was different. I said, listen, I'll head the seance. All you guys got to come in my cell. It'd be really cool. Okay. So as a kid, you know, it's the first thing is Abraham Lincoln. And all of a sudden this and that. Well, one time the door, you know, it was the wind. I know it was. Right. The door opened up. Man, all of a sudden, boom, all you hear is like, the chair is hitting the floor, the table. Then, and there's two sounds that I learned that is even more evil than the chairs or the door opening was Shaklet, Ranush. And also I learned Niebie, two Polish words, Niebie, don't hit him. And, oh, yes, just go hunting. I mean, oh, Jesus, help us. I knew them both. Thanks, Mom. But one thing led to another. And I said, what the heck is going on? So I studied a little bit of dark of this, a little bit of dark of that. And I said, I wanted to know. Okay, I go into a place or I go into another place. And like I say, I feel the hairs on the back of my neck. Okay, I'm feeling something. I'm feeling this or that. How do I, what's my next move? Because I don't want to walk into something. So I study this, right? So years go by. I learned quite a bit from the Goetia and the Necronomicon, which I could go into, but there's a couple movies, The Evil Dead. And the other one that really comes close to it that I could explain to you that's a real movie, that's what's a real movie that tells you about really evil stuff, is the Autopsy of Jane Doe. Anyone, if you ever saw that. But anyway, I found a place at Loch Raven, and I coined this endeavor, the Merriman Project. I'm the author of that. And I had 30, I have other investigations, Greenmount Cemetery, Glenmore, and all the others, but this place is evil. There's one place, or was one movie that said, the ground is sour. And I went in these places, and I went, discovered a graveyard, where? In the middle of the woods. Don't I tell you something? I mean, it has a wall around it, and you're in the middle of the woods, like, okay. And then, part one, well, we'll see, we first come down, and it was Merriman's Bridge. That's when the investigation began. And I always tell people, first of all, first we say this, the prayer of St. Michael for protection, and everybody stay together. Well, we hit the first bridge. There we got signs right there. You can hear, the only way I can describe it, this is without an EVP. This is without equipment that you'll hear voices like from old Sumerian Aztecs, which I won't relate because we'll stop there. That's how evil it is. Well, now we go to the main place, is the Merriman's house. Well, that's ground zero. Well, the Merriman's house, after you pass the bridge and then you go to the graveyard, you go to the house, and the trail gets a little bit smaller here. You know what I mean? I mean, you're like, and the trees, there's some kind of energy coming from Loch Raven that the trees are bent, and you see twisted. They're like coming, like some kind of energy is coming this way and making those trees in that direction. Well, the main part of it is what I call the secret place. The secret place is an underground room. It could have been a smokehouse, a greenhouse, a stream house, but no. On the walls, when you come down to this place, well, come down this way, on this side, you would see the sigil of the Necronomicon. Now, mind you, I have a lot of investigation. I have people, 30 people or more, and I always say stay together. I had grown men that stand on the verge coming down to the steps. I'm not going in there. And there is an energy. You will feel something. Every single investigation that I have, I will say this for the seasoned investigator, please. And I will not allow children under the age of 13. There is possession. It's quite real. You should be very aware of it. I saw things and will continue to see, of course. Well, there's one night that we had people there, 30, I think it was, man, we were about 25, we'll give it up. And we're there, and we hear, I said, what's going to happen is we'll stand by. The ones who want to come into the secret place, because I have candles on a ledge, you see, because it's like, if anybody's been to Fort McHenry and saw the forts, how the dungeons were like that, and then looks exactly the same. Except on the top, there's a hole for when the smoke came, you know, for smoking the products that he had and whatever he had. Well, first came the fog that was not ambiguous or what you would think here and there. It was like you could see the wall like this, and it came upon you as slow. And as it came, and the thicker part, you would see like darting dark shapes within that fog. Now, some of the members said, oh, what is this? Did you see that? I'm getting the EVP. We have some orbs. And I told everybody, I said, stay right where you are. And they didn't. Shall I go on? First of all, I'm the wise guy of paranormal, I'll tell you right now. You come on one of my adventures or investigations, woohoo, you'll have fun. And you may even survive. But anyway, the one says, I'm leaving now, Jesus, I'm leaving, Jesus. And if you ever remembered Willy Wonka, okay, before something bad would happen, he goes, dun, dun, dun. I let him go. And then they ran. Then I heard the screaming. Well, first you would hear the things in the bushes, around the trees, around each in that bark, and even at where we are itself, of hissing, because you would hear this. First it would be, and then it goes to hissing. Very bad. And then you the neck, through the whole body like that. I immediately said, everybody please, into a single file, because that happened. I had, concern for people that may be hurt. Follow me, please. Well, we got back to the top of the trail. They were screaming all through the woods. I said, stop, stop, stop. They didn't listen. Forget about it. But then every time that this happened, and this didn't happen just once, okay? So I know I'm just letting you know. Summer, winter, whatever. But this time it was a little summer. And the same thing. The things will chase you. And this is other places, too, that have to deal with evil. You will see three scratch marks. That's a demon's claw, you know. It goes like that. And it's, it's perpetrated on the back or maybe your chest or something like that. And that's what happened. So venture to say, I hope that they listened. And who knows what they're doing today? I think they all become priests. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Thank you very much. God, I love you.